Liberal MPs are chancing their arm, as we've been discussing, on a number of issues, but super has emerged as a major focal point for many of them. Jim Chalmers has made way in the studio for Phil Khoury. Phil, hello there.
Morning, friend.
So Scott Morrison told his MPs this week to stop speaking out on issues that aren't government policy, and one day later we have the new Senator, Andrew Bragg, essentially defying the PM. Josh Frydenberg has ruled out any changes to the super guarantee levy. With the retirement incomes review coming up, though, do you think this push is going to become irresistible for the government?
I don't know if it will become irresistible, but certainly people are taking the opportunity to try and put it on the agenda in the party. I think it is fairly significant that the Prime Minister so brazenly ignored, if you like. I mean, it was a fairly blunt message to the party room on Tuesday, and it didn't stop.
And even after he's been ignored, some say, well, we're going to keep on ignoring.
Well, yeah, and it is a bit of a red rag to a bull in the Liberal Party, because they do have this sort of sacred right on the backbench to speak out, as we've heard in the last few years. But I do know Andrew Bragg did sort of run that speech past sort of the ministers and stuff and let them know it was coming, so they weren't surprised by it. But at the same time, it still is in defiance, if you like, of the edict.
Yes, I suppose maiden speeches, and there's been some pretty interesting ones this week in the last few days. Maiden speeches is an MP's chance to sort of lay down their value system, isn't it?
So this is who I am and this is what I believe in. So maybe they're cutting him a bit of slack on this. But it's not just Andrew Bragg in recent days. You know, as Jim Chalmers just said, Craig Kelly on the pension asset test and you know, others still talking about nuclear power and New Start and so forth. So, you know, welcome to the Liberal Party and, you know, welcome back to government.
All ideas welcome, you think, and the government doesn't have a lot of legislative agenda. One of the big bills before Parliament this week is the Ensuring Integrity Bill to make it easier for the courts to deregister unions and union leaders. We spoke with Christian Porter about this yesterday. Looks like it's going to come down to perhaps Jackie Lambie in the Senate, and she's laying down the law to John Setka, the unionist. Her message to Labor and the ACT, you've got a problem with the IR bill, it's called John Setka. She couldn't be clearer than that. Well, is there anything more Anthony Albanese can do about this?
Well, I know for a fact Labor's actually not unhappy with this, because what Jackie Lambie is basically saying, that her inclination is to support this bill should John Secker still be the Victorian Secretary of the CFMEU come October, whenever this bill comes up. So now the entire union movement is terrified of this bill. They don't want it. They say it's, you know, just going to give the, you know, just overt
big
powers.
Change of life,
yeah,
for the unions.
It's a union bashing bill, basically. And so now the whole, you know, not an existential threat to the union movement, but certainly I suspect a lot more pressure will come on John Secker from inside the trade union movement if Jackie Lambie is serious about this. If it comes down to it's him or the bill, then, you know, look, he may get a few sort of phone calls saying, look, mate, the movement's bigger than you are. You're going to have to step aside.
So maybe that's already been the message to him, though, from the ACTU, Michelle O'Neill and Sally McNass, hasn't it?
And he's not one for turning, but this does add extra pressure. But I guess we'll know in a couple of months when the bill comes up and how serious Senator Lambie is and whether John Secker's still there and what the outcome of the court case. But I know Labor's not unhappy with that state of affairs.
Phil Khoury, thank you very much.
Welcome, friend.
Phil Khoury is political editor with the Australian Financial Review.